as it is right now without acquiring more right away. So that's one concern.
Maybe 5 feet on each side. It's 40 foot down.
Correct. You can't really take it off one side. It would need to be acquired both sides of the road to be fair. It's not fair to pick on one residence all the way down one side. So.
Would be if you gave me 20,000 an acre.
One other concern with widening the road, and we've seen this over several years, you can widen and improve a road, but that the nature of people will just make them drive faster.
Everybody speeds up.
Yeah. I'd almost guarantee that. Controlling the speed of people is not road and bridges issue. That falls under somebody else's guideline. We can't enforce that. We can put up signs. We can post it. But that's as far as road and bridges can go. We can make the road safer if people are willing to help. So.
Well, do we have enough to consider a detailed motion either way? Or any more questions for the applicant or discussion amongst ourselves? Or?
Well, I'd like to see them go back to the drawing board. Put their heads together. Come up with something that would be compatible with everybody else.
So the Sycamore Creek Ranch will no longer be allowed to keep bidding permits issued to grow their business? So until the traffic count gets fixed and the road gets widened? Or will they be continued to allow to grow under their existing permits, which what I was told with not seeing you guys again?
I don't know the answer to that. I wasn't here.
Or maybe I'm pretty sure that's the answer, that they're allowed to continue to grow.
Again, my concern is just literally the RV side of what you're proposing from, and it's not so much, I get what you're doing once they're on the property.
Right.
But it's back at T Highway.
Right.
From that there camp. Forward. And
a lot of the individuals in here have big campers and motorhomes setting beside their house, so. I guess. I'm unclear how they get them to their house.
Well.
Without running over somebody or getting crashed into every time they go camping.
Yeah, that's really, and I'm just speaking to you, is that you're wanting to operate a business and nobody would know the condition of that road when they're
right.
going to stay there until, and versus you're comparing it to people that have lived there, sounds like some for generations, understanding that. So that's just my concern with that. So that is, Chairman, I'm not going to make a motion.
I guess I don't understand, you know, what I would be going back to the drawing board with if it's the road is out of my control, and so I don't, you know, I'm...
I don't really have a problem, and again, I'm speaking just as myself, mm-hmm. okay,
yes,
on this case. Is the concept of the glamping and, you know, tucking them into the woods and you know, that kind of stuff, to me, as a landowner, if you guys were to do that right, you should have the right... I'm not questioning what's happening on the land. It's getting to and from the land. So I think that, and I don't want to speak for Doug, but it's just what you're presenting to us, honestly, I can't vote for. So, but I'm not going to make a motion to that point as the chairman. So we can have an up and down vote and see how it goes. So.
So you guys would be okay with approving the glamping, the 10 glamping sites and the patio?
Now, again, I'm speaking just for myself in reference to that.
The RVs.
So, and I don't know if it was amended, if there would be any other...
You guys would be okay with scratching the RV idea and just doing straight glamping sites? And that would make...
I just mentioned to him I couldn't hear.
Oh,
that would
okay.
make the road problems and...
Because, I mean, there are other businesses in the area, as you mentioned, that go to and from. And it is
right.
taxed, but it shouldn't, to me, it shouldn't burden you guys that other people have that access. But.
I think we'd just like a fair shot at, you know, failing. We'd just like the opportunity to fail, and if it fails, it fails. But.
Any other feedback from that or amendments or just vote it up and down as presented? Or
It may just be me, but it seems like the biggest issue here for everybody is you got strangers and big rigs coming down an unfamiliar
road. The RVs and the
and everybody's the concerned about safety, myself included.
Because the car traffic is not going to go away. It's only going to increase. I mean, it's hundreds of cars a day.
Yeah, goes down through there. We did a job down there, and I was dragging trailers down there and wondering if I was going to survive.
Right. And everybody was speeding, right?
You know, the camping, and I'm going to interrupt everybody here. What is a glamp? What's glamping? Where did that come
it's
from?
It's fancy tent camping.
Who?
It's fancy tent camping.
Okay.
You got an air conditioner and a heater.
Charge more for?
With a restroom and air conditioning.
I'm on
it. On a deck.
I just
on a deck.
Clear that up.
Tent on a deck. Tent on a deck.
You know, your camper's coming in automobiles and stuff like that. You know, I don't know, maybe you'd want to go with the glamping and not the big RVs and stuff for a while. Okay. Try that as your phase one. Maybe in a couple of years the road will get widened and maybe things will improve and you might be able to go to the camping.
And we might switch from the glamping to doing the residential and just keep the whole front of that thing residential structures.
You'd end up, and the neighbors would end up with just as much traffic as if they had campsites, but you got people familiar with the road.
Right.
And they live
everyday traffic, and they know the patterns.
They bicycle. They come down here in Nebraska in an RV with a number on the back end, which means they've never driven one.
Right. Okay.
So I don't know how to approach that. If we would want to modify their application,
well,
they would.
I think, Scott, do you have a recommendation?
So we got to vote up or down and have them try.
You guys have the ability to change your decision of record. You can limit, as I said, the number of RVs. You can limit it only to glamping. You can limit it to the number of glamping. This is a Division III application. I don't know that you don't have the ability to change it to a special use. A special use has some different, we'd have to change the decision of record a little bit. It wouldn't carry with the property if you're worried about a different owner coming in and changing the glamping plan. As you know, special use permits do not constitute any kind of land use change, so thus can't be used for a commercial venture that's close to it as, hey, this commercial venture is there. A special use permit does not work that way. It continues just to be an agricultural. Now, assessment-wise, that's not our deal. Assessor will do whatever he does with it, or she does now. But you have the ability to talk it out and put in that decision of record with a vote, of course, and a majority of how you feel like you want the project.
But they would have to agree up front to,
well,
to
didn't agree.
And to me, it wouldn't be fair to change it from special use to Division III just in that they're going to have a capital outlay. So if they were to sell it, it would be hard.
Right.
Me
I'm
to
just
sell
laying
plant.
Out all
yeah.
you guys' options.
We allowed commercial going at the end of that road, and I don't think it'd be fair to these to allow them to put in commercial there. There's another business there also, I believe, isn't there?
Two other.
Isn't there more than one commercial?
Mm-hmm. At the end of the road.
At the end of the
correct.
Road,
yes. But you can modify your decision of record and only allow the glamping if you talk it out with your applicant. That's the direction you go.
So what are your thoughts on that? I mean, you've got a couple options. You can either, it's an up or down vote now, which we would do, or we could amend it if what you propose and we can vote on that, or sort of
right.
step back and come back to us at another, you know, time.
I think, personally, I mean, everybody in the room has spoken and they have a voice, and I think we should listen to that 100% because we want to be good neighbors just like they want to be good neighbors. And, you know, there is a lot of concerns, and even whether this goes or doesn't go, there's still an issue.
Yeah.
You know, and it needs to be addressed. I've never seen a police officer, other than her husband that lives on the road, do any traffic on this road ever. As anybody else, I mean, it doesn't happen. I think that's something that needs to happen regardless of the outcome of this.
Yeah.
That would help the life safety of everyone in the whole neighborhood. That needs done. But as far as this, I mean, that's...
Well, I don't want to make a snap decision.
No, and I...
No, we've thought about this a lot.
Yeah,
just, you know,
a couple years.
I think you need to go back to the drawing board. And basically, I don't think RVs are going to go with the road in the condition it is. So if you want to come back with some lots or a number of campsites, I think that's what we need to know.
Right. I think for our aspect, we'd probably like to get the glamping sites approved today.
And the
special permit for the patio. I mean, I own my own business, and she is really busy with her job, and I don't really have a lot of free time to come, you know, do this all the time. So I think that would give us enough to say, let's start this and, you know, put some investment into it and see how it goes. And then later come back to you guys and say, hey, you know, this is successful, or, you know, we're just going to get a permit for the first 5 units and bail and not do the other 10 or the other 5 that you approved us for, you know?
Yeah.
Or, hey, this is going really good. People like being tucked in because, you know, we both traveled a lot in different places, and I think this is something that I would enjoy done right, you know, in my travels, you know, but
absolutely.
Like George asked, well, what's glamping? Well, when you go sleep in a tent, you don't want to sweat, you want to shower, you know, you want to be comfortable, and people pay to be comfortable. And I don't necessarily think that our market is in this area. It's, you know, out of state, and that's where the RVs could be an issue. Because you get somebody from Nebraska that's never been on the road. I mean, that's a good point. It could be. So it's already dangerous, so it could be more dangerous than
what. So you're open to the 10 glamping sites and then the patio?
Yes,
sir. And my question on the patio would, in the decision of record, could we limit the hours that it would operate in the evening?
What is currently with Sycamore Family Creek Ranch? What's their limit?
I don't know.
I think if we follow those parameters, that would be good.
I mean, what would you all feel, 10 o'clock, is that too early or too late? I'm trying to get a sense of, you were talking about family and birthday parties and that kind of stuff.
And you talked about having movies for the little kids, you know, like movie parties and stuff. So I don't know by the time you got all that set up and took down, 10 o'clock would probably be.
I would say just whatever, you know, Sycamore Family Creek Ranch, whatever was approved for them, I think, just being fair.
Just keep it even across the board.
Whatever's in their permit.
I think it was standard, wasn't it? Regular county guidelines for noise. Wasn't it just whatever the county has for noise?
We don't have anything for noise in the county.
No, there's not anything for noise.
There's been different times that I've seen advertised in the past, but it depends on the events.
That's it.
You want me to answer it or no?
Yes. That's, I think in this situation, I'm okay for a quick answer.
Since okay, our outdoor venue, the music goes off at 9 o'clock. In the barn, it's 10 o'clock. So, I mean, the outdoor, though, which is what similar to their deal, is 9 o'clock. So we are on the bluff over the lake, across the lake, and we try to be respectful of those neighbors there. So it's 9 o'clock, the music goes off there.
So are you guys good with that?
I think that sounds fair, yeah. Keep it even.
So anybody game to make a motion on?
We're eliminating the RV.
100%, yes,
sir. So basically 100%. It's 10 glamping sites and
10.
He mentioned he might start with 5.
We might just do up to 5 on one system.
10. And then it's a special use permit for the patio, or it's all
up to you to whether to change it to that or not.
Okay.
What now?
So I would think we keep it all under the Division 3. So, and then to include the outdoor patio to be available up until 9 p.m. So you may gain to make that motion.
And we're okay with a no alcohol in the records. And that's going to be a rule anyway, whether you guys instate it or not. So.
I can't make a motion. Right? So,
no, you can make motions.
Can I?
Mm-hmm.
I've tried to stay away from that. Well, I'll give it a shot. So, I would make a motion that we approve the application to include the 10 glamping sites and the outdoor patio, which would have the time frame restriction of 9 p.m. and the applicant is open to include no alcohol to be served.
By way of clarification, no alcohol on site. Just, they may not be serving it, but other people might be bringing it. starting to sound like a lawyer.
Yeah, but going home. Honestly, if they're renting out glamping sites,